Hi everyone, I'm Sarah and I'm here to tell you about Node Tools for Visual Studio. Node Tools is a free open source extension that turns VS into a Node IDE. That means you get everything from IntelliSense to debugging to deployment and everything in between. Once Node.js Tools is installed, we can go ahead and fire up Visual Studio and select New Project. Now the first thing you'll notice is that we'll have new templates available for you under the JavaScript and TypeScript nodes, including a template that lets you import a project from existing code. In this demo, we'll be using the JavaScript Express App template, and rest assured that all the features I'm about to show you are also available for TypeScript as well. Also note that we recommend choosing a short path like C:\source to work around any potential max path issues, or npm v3 is also very helpful. Once your project has been created, you'll notice that Visual Studio has automatically gone ahead and npm installed all of your required dependencies as defined in package.json. So with that, let's get started writing some code. The first thing you'll notice is that we're actually getting IntelliSense. And right now we're going to define this function multiply, and we're going to give it parameters a and b. So within multiply, we're going to return a times b. If we hover over any of these variables, if we hover over A, it's an unknown type. If we hover over B, it's an unknown type, and we don't know what multiply returns. And this is because JavaScript is a dynamically typed language, so really these variables could be anything at the moment. But let's say we use it once, right? So let's go ahead and use multiply. We'll go ahead and pass it a couple of numbers. Now we can hover over the numbers, and it knows that these are numbers. And those types will also get passed through to the IntelliSense of the function itself. So we can hover over A now, and we know A is a number. We can hover over B, and we know B is a number. And the return types are also flowed through. Now we know that multiply returns a number. And if you go ahead and you can add some more, let's say now we have a function and we're passing in a string. Now when we hover over A or B, we see that they can be either a number or a string, right? So we'll actually keep tracking all of the different types that you're throwing into your function so that now when you try and use it, you get completions that are representative of the dynamic nature of JavaScript. And eventually it gets too complicated and we stop flowing these types through, but it's pretty handy. Now, all the syntax highlighting, all of the IntelliSense isn't just available in the editor, it's also available in the interactive window. And you can get to that by using this, I like to use the quick launch dialog. And so we'll type interactive window, so and select Node.js interactive window. Alternatively, you can use Control-KN to open it up. And we'll go ahead and we'll start typing some things. So we'll say function multiply A and B and return A times B. And then we can use multiply, and we'll see that we're also getting our completions over here. Great. Now, these completions aren't just available for your own code that you're writing. They're also available for all of the packages that you install. So for instance, let's go ahead and install Azure and see how that looks. Now, I prefer using the command window, so I'm going to go ahead and open that up. And you can right-click on the project in order to open the command window, or there's a great command window extension that you can install that gives you alt space in order to open up very quickly. And we can do npm install Azure, right? And so Azure will go ahead and install. One thing you'll notice is actually we're using npm v3 here, which is newly supported in NTVS version 1.1. In addition to installing packages from the command line, you can also use the interactive window that I showed you using the .npm command, or we have a whole dialog available here, install new packages. And this will let you browse through some of the npm packages available for you, so I can go ahead and I can search for Azure. My catalog's a little bit out of date on this machine, and see that's installed locally because our install has indeed finished. Now we can go and we can look into the npm node, and we'll see that it actually has installed Azure, and it has this other little warning. It says it's not listed in package.json. And so the reason for that is when we ran this command, we didn't run it with the dash dash save command. And if we had, it would have been added to, so basically it's warning us that, hey, if you check in this source code and you typically don't check in node modules, then this module that you installed isn't going to be available because it's not listed in package.json. So helpful little hints like this are, you know, it's really useful. And now we'll actually start getting completions on Azure. And you'll notice that in the status bar down here, we'll give you updates when the static analysis of any code has completed. So after Azure finished completing, it's, you know, it printed out something over here. Now when I pressed enter, you know, it updated. And now you'll notice that when we would type var Azure equals require Azure, that we're actually getting completions on all of the functions that were on the Azure module, and so we can go, you know, create table service, right? And we can actually F12 into create table service to see what that function is doing. So that becomes really helpful when it comes to navigating your code or navigating any of external packages code. Now, if you want to customize any of your IntelliSense options, then you can go ahead and look into the node settings. So in particular, we're going to choose, it's in options, text editor, Node.js, IntelliSense. And you can choose a quicker version of this IntelliSense, which provides limited completions but can reduce memory and CPU usage, right? So because we're statically analyzing all of your files, in the very beginning when you install a package, this might take some time. And so that this kind of limits the CPU usage if you're in a slower machine. And then there's also this new ES6 IntelliSense preview. And this is effectively where we're working with the TypeScript and JavaScript teams to come up with a more cohesive experience with IntelliSense. And it's not quite ready yet, but this will give you a sneak peek of what's to come. And we'd really, really appreciate your feedback. All right. So we'll exit out of that and start moving on to debugging, right? Because you know, we actually haven't even started, we haven't run the app yet. So let's go ahead and do that. You can press F5, and we'll see that the app is indeed working. And so F5 launches with a debugger attached. You can also launch using Control F5, and that'll make it launch a little bit more quickly. And so we can go and we can click around, and okay, everything's working. But let's go ahead and set a breakpoint. So in particular, let's switch to our routes. All right, so in routes, we're gonna switch to index because these are functions that are going to be hit every single time you are clicking through to one of these pages. So we've set our breakpoint, and we can hit our about page, and awesome! We hit the breakpoint, and we can go ahead and we can inspect all the different variables. You see you get tooltips, and you can even go and navigate through those tooltips as well, or pin them, so it's easier to actually follow. In addition, you'll see the call stack window over here, and so you can jump back and see where this this call actually came from. And lastly, we have, you know, a locals window, so you can go ahead and browse all the local variables, and a watch window where you can enter pretty much anything you want, right? So if I wanted to enter, you know, see what the request looks like, then I can go ahead and do that and keep that there. So now we can F10 to step over, and then we'll F5 to continue running the app. And let's go ahead and quit everything right now. So that'll really help. So debugging, that'll all those features Oh, and actually, in addition to that, there's also, so we also have some advanced breakpoint features like conditional breakpoints. We have trace points. And so this, you know, makes it easy if you still want kind of the same sort of functionality of console log, but without littering your code with those statements, then this is helpful for that. So once you're done debugging your app, or maybe while you were debugging your app, you ran into some performance issues. Luckily, Visual Studio makes it easier to analyze the root cause of those issues by selecting Analyze, and then you can select Launch Node.js Profiling. And you can either profile an open project, like the one that we have here, or you have the option of choosing any script that maybe is outside of Visual Studio. You can even point VS at some of your log files. You can press Start, and now we've launched our app, and we'll start clicking around. Now, this isn't the best app to actually test profiling with, but we'll at least get it some data so we can see some of the features that you'll have at your disposal. And we'll go ahead and press stop here. And so as you can see, it's showing you the hot paths, immediately without you having to actually go through and view any sort of cryptic log or graphs. And you can zoom in at various points in time, and you have all sorts of different lenses through which you can actually view this data from. So that's some of the profiling features, but check out our docs if you want to learn more. So go ahead and exit that. Now, no app is complete, of course, without some unit tests. So let's go ahead and add that now. The first thing that we'll want to do is install Mocha, which we'll be using for our unit tests. So we can do that by opening up the interactive window this time, and we'll use .npm install Mocha, and we'll save it as a dev dependency. So while that's finishing installing, we're going to go ahead and right-click on our app and select Add New Item. You can also use Control-Shift-A. And we're going to use one of our JavaScript Mocha unit test files. And we're going to add that to the project. So it's gone ahead and it's created. And we can check the output to see we'll check if, awesome, Mocha has been installed. And now we can open up our Test Explorer, which I have handy over here. It's going to go ahead and try and discover all of my tests. And it's discovered these two that are in this file. So we can go ahead and run the tests. And we'll see that one of them passed, the other one failed. All right, let's go ahead and figure out what's going on with this failing test. Okay, so test two. The other neat thing about this is that, you know, reading code is hard. Let's just use the debugger mainly because I want to show off this feature. You can right-click on any of the tests, select debug selected tests, and take some time, especially when you start beginning with it. And voila, we've hit our breakpoint. And so just you get the same functionality and the same call stack and watch window and locals that you have available when you're normally debugging. And so this makes it a whole lot easier to debug unit tests that you have. Now, one thing that, you know, I see why it's failing, it's because this line that says this should fail. Let's go ahead and change that to true. Some of our edit and continue functionality there. And awesome, our tests pass. Great. So now that you know you've written your code, you've installed some packages, you've debugged it, you've analyzed your perf, you've added unit tests, the next step in this is deployment. And luckily, Visual Studio makes this super easy. You can simply go into Solution Explorer, you can right-click on the app, and select Publish. But what I'm going to do here, and then enter in some configuration info there, but what I'm going to do here is actually go through Azure. I'm going to use Git deploy to deploy the app. And so here I am. I went to try.azurewebsites.net, and I'm going to select an empty site. And so this gives you a quick app. You don't really have to log in. I think you have to log in with maybe a with some account, but no. You can log in with your GitHub account. And we're going to select this clone or push with git command. And this website is available for an hour, and you can actually see it's counting down. It says we have 58 minutes left to use this website, and that's going to delete it. So it's nice to kind of test some of the features quickly, play around with Azure, all that jazz. And so for this, we're going to go ahead and add our solution to source control, because we want to push from a repo. And we'll enter in commit message, initial commit. And let's see, make sure that node modules is not included here. Great. It's generally not a great idea to include node modules in your repo. And we'll go ahead and commit. Awesome. And now we'll press sync. And we'll publish to a remote repository. Select publish. So we're just doing a git push here. And then soon our app should be available. So now that our app is deployed, we can go ahead and we can switch into Azure App Service, click through to view the page. And awesome, our app's deployed. Oh, and one more thing. Whether you're deploying to Mac or Windows or Linux, be sure to check out our cross-platform remote debugging, which helps get past those pesky works on my machine sort of issues. And that's it. So go download the tools and let us know what you think. And as always, let us know if you have any questions, compliments, or complaints. We'd love to hear your feedback, especially if it comes in the form of a pull request.